Hey, it's Emily. Can we have a heart-to-heart real quick? I just wanted to let you know that I see you. And gosh, I know that you've tried every diet and you're just over dieting in general, right? And maybe you've been a longtime listener of the show and have implemented some of the habit hacks I've shared here, but you just haven't been able to be consistent due to, well, life and overwhelm. It's not your fault your habits haven't been sticking for you. You just need to do them differently. You need a habit strategy catered towards you, a busy working mom who knows the value of taking care of her health. But you just need a simple system to create habits that don't feel overwhelming and give you back the energy you need and deserve. So it's time to take action, and this is it. You know, my years of being a fitness professional and training moms in particular, I saw a gap between knowing, you know, that we need to work out, eat healthy, and talk nice to ourselves, and actually doing it. Our day-to-day life is just so unexpected due to the invisible load that we carry that it has just been impossible to make your healthy habits stick. That's where the Healthy Habits Accelerator Pod Course comes into play. I created my signature program with you in mind, ensuring you'll finish it. It's an audio course, and I know you'll be able to complete it on the go in the car pickup line or even taking a shower. In just 10 episodes that you can easily binge in just a day or two, you'll leave with a 21-day plan to build momentum in your habits and feel good in your favorite leggings too. And this is all without dieting. Now, this is higher level habit strategy where we dig deeper into my atomic habit hacking system for women to address diet culture mentality, emotional eating, time and family challenges with food, chaos, disorganization, confidence, self-care, consistency and sustainability in your workouts and time and convenience habit hacks and so much more. This is based off of research, client testimonials and conversations with you all as far as your biggest healthy habit challenges that you have, we will cover it in the pod course. Plus, I just added two bonus trainings and 150 habit loops to help inspire you to create your own. And we even do bi-monthly group coaching calls when you need my eyes on your habit loops to help you continue taking action. Now, you'll leave with my habit hacking trifecta 21-day plan that is going to give you the confidence that you can make your habits stick and train for life and really just fall in love with the process of making your health an automatic habit that you don't even have to think about even more. And since I love my podcast listeners so much, and to celebrate you, I want to give you $20 off of the Healthy Habits Accelerator Pod Course. Just go to bit.ly/healthyhabitspodcourse and just use the code podcast at checkout to get $20 off. It's linked in the show notes for you as well. I am so rooting for you, girlfriend. Okay, let's get into the show. Hey girl, do you wish you could make your healthy habits stick, but life keeps getting in the way? Are you tired of diet culture telling you to shrink yourself when you'd rather just find true food freedom, move your body for joy, and feel and look good in your favorite leggings? Then you're in the right place. Think of this as Atomic Habits for Women. Hey, I'm Emily Nichols, habit and fitness coach, millennial mom, and Taco Tuesday enthusiast. I'm here to tell you there is an easier way than what we've been taught about health and our habits. How do I know? Because I've gone from former chronic dieter to habit hacker through the power of the system that I'm now going to teach you so you can finally stop dieting and just train for life via your habits. Remember, it's not your fault your healthy habits haven't stuck. We just have to do them differently. Are you ready to habit hack your health? Then let's do this. You're listening to episode 246 of Habit Hack Your Health. Hey, friend, welcome back to the show. I'm so glad you are here. Hey, I wanted to let you know at this moment, I do have one spot open for more one-on-one coaching right now. I just ended a three-month session with one client, and so I have room to take on another one. If you're interested, there's a link in the show notes to do a free discovery call to chat more. It's one of my favorite things ever. But I just wanted to let you know that way if you need some more customization and accountability, I pretty much take a big look at your whole schedule and create some customized habit loops for you and give you a ton of accountability from there. So click the link in the show notes to book a free discovery call and we can chat more, my friend. Well, today we're talking about movement. And I'm wondering if you've ever experienced an injury or a nagging pain, something that is just holding you back from moving your body. If you are, I just want to let you know that I see you and I can sympathize so much about how hard this is, not just physically, but also mentally. And I'm sorry if maybe you haven't been able to find relief or something that has been able to sustain your movement in a healthy way for you. Unfortunately, maybe you've even been told you should not do this or not do that forever due to a doctor's advice instead of digging deeper into movement for you and your unique needs and a form on expert like our guests today or seeking alternative movement options based on what your capabilities are. Movement is so important, but I know sometimes physically stuff happens and it can derail us from maybe some healthy movement habits you've established, and it can be devastating. I've shared on the show a few times because it's a big part of, you know, something that happened to me a couple years ago. If you're new here, I broke my tailbone 2 years ago. I was actually coaching a class. I hopped up on a treadmill to help a member who was falling to pull like the emergency tab. And my foot got caught up in the belt and I just whoosh, boom, right on my tailbone, right on my butt on the floor. I jumped right back up and started coaching. Everyone else that could see was like, oh my gosh, Coach Emily, are you okay? And I'm like, no, I'm okay. I'm okay. And as I walked off, I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm not okay. I literally broke my butt and got an x-ray. And specifically, I broke my sacrum. And I should post the video sometime of the security footage. Like it could be like its own like viral meme or something like that. I can laugh about it now, but it hurt. You didn't realize how much you did with your butt until like you broke your butt. If you've broken your tailbone before, you know what I mean. It's not like they can put your butt in a cast or anything. But obviously, fitness is part of my job. You know, I personally train folks. I coach at Orange Theory. I'm finishing up my yoga certification as of now. But 2 years ago, I wasn't doing any yoga and I was really focused on strength training, OTF classes, and I couldn't do any of that. And for me, that is like the biggest form of self-care, something I do for my mental health and my emotional health. And lastly, my physical health that comes last for me. So when this happened, I had to really dig deep and habit hack my own new movement routine. And for me, that's when I joined HotWorks. And if you don't know what HotWorks is, it's a 24/7 infrared sauna that you have your own individual room. So there could be up to two other people in you. And there's virtual instructors on the screen that lead you through yoga, Pilates, isometric holds. And there's also HIIT workouts like rowing, an assault bike, and a cycle bike. So as you know, I auditioned last year to be a HotWorks instructor, and that was really because I broke my butt the year before. I would have never stepped foot into HotWorks and became so passionate about this becoming part of my training routine each week. It was my rehab. I was able to watch myself slowly heal, or sometimes I would just lay in the hot sauna and just pray to God that my butt would heal so much faster. So what I'm trying to say is, like, if you find yourself in the moment, it might lead into something beautiful. So I literally joke that God knocked me on my butt to force me to slow down, to allow me to find something like HotWorks, to meet some of my most amazing people in my life that I was able to meet through HotWorks, audition to become a virtual instructor. Spoiler alert, last year I made it all the way to the finals and I wasn't selected, which I think it's God's timing, right? And I am trying out again. I'll share more information here in the next couple months because I feel like this year is my year. So sometimes the comeback is better than the setback, okay? But when you're in the moment, it's hard to see that. You know, with coaching people in person, sometimes I see folks that have an injury or some type of nagging pain. They take time off from taking classes. They go to physical therapy. Then what sometimes happens is when they leave and come back in regards to their habits, the habits are gone. Like they're starting all over with making a habit of coming to class, but maybe they haven't been mobile at all, and it feels like they're starting all over again. And sometimes when you get in that point, you don't focus on your other healthy habits, right? And you're spiraling. You're spiraling in the opposite direction from where you were, and now you're just frustrated. And it's not just the nagging pain or an injury. It's now the mental effects of what happened. Now, I know there are just some things we can't control, but one area we can focus on when we're dealing with something like an injury or a nagging pain, as we're seeking the right movement path for us during, you know, this time of your life, is your daily habits, right? Thinking about how your habits can still support you and your health, although you aren't able to move like you'd want to or can, so you don't spiral in an unhealthy way in all areas of your life, right? Sometimes we talk about keystone habits. It's part of my 21-day program inside of the Healthy Habits Accelerator. Our signature program is linked in the show notes, how one healthy habit can really influence other healthy habits in your life, right? Well, sometimes unhealthy habits can inspire other unhealthy habits in your life. And unfortunately, a catalyst to that sometimes is a big life change in your movement in regards to like injury or a nagging pain. Now, if you need some help focusing on like what like simple daily habits can I focus on right now, you can go grab the Healthy Habits Cheat Sheet. It's a free download where I give you a simple 3-step formula to create your own habit loops. And I give you 60 healthy habit ideas. If you're like, I don't know what to focus on, I'm too overwhelmed. And this is all around food freedom, mindset, movement, basic habits we need to be doing every day to take care of ourselves. You can just pick one, two to focus on, keep it simple. You can get that at bit.ly/healthyhabitscheatsheet. And it's also linked in the show notes. So like I said, today we're going to dig a little deeper into how our habits can support us when we're going through an injury or nagging pain. But I have someone who is an expert on movement when you are facing an injury, and that is my friend Ashley Crocker. So Ashley is an experienced trainer and nutrition coach, and she's been coaching for 10 years. She has experience working in the CrossFit space, working with people one-on-one. She's coached hundreds of people with their nutrition as well. So she had her own major injury in 2020, and through seeing the gaps in the fitness industry she experienced, she now works with people who are stuck in that gap between fitness and healthcare. She works as an active life professional. I love this so much. This is all about functional fitness and training for life. And she's helping people get rid of nagging pain through a customized approach to fitness. You are going to love this conversation, and I hope you feel seen if you are experiencing any type of nagging pain or injury. And I hope you feel I'm giving you a big hug as well. Okay, so make sure to stick around to the episode. As always, I'll give you my 3 big takeaways. So get a pen and paper handy, open your heart, get ready to listen to our chat with Ashley. Okay, gang, thank you so much again for tuning in to Habit Hack Your Health. I am so excited for this interview today with Ashley. Ashley, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited to chat.
I had to hurry up and hit record because we started talking and having such a good conversation. I was like, all of our ladies need to hear this conversation too. Well, Ashley, the first question I ask everybody is, what is your favorite habit hack?
Yeah, I love this question. And it's something called temptation bundling. And you may or may not know what this is, but it's basically where you pair something you don't like with something you do like. So I literally do this every day with like chores. I hate doing chores. And so like if I have to do the dishes or vacuum or fold laundry, I'll like listen to an audiobook or a podcast or like have a TV show I like on in the background or something, because that just makes it like not miserable. So that's definitely something that I do on a regular basis.
That's a great habit stack. I don't think I've heard it as a temptation bundle. Is that what you called it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that's what I've heard it referred to as. You know, you can do this with like anything too,
Oh,
but
totally.
yeah.
I do that when I fold laundry because I hate it, but I'll probably put, I put like trashy TV on and
Yeah,
like
that's what I'll
really.
do too. Like the other day, I was doing Love is Blind, like in the background.
Yes, totally. It's like, okay, something I don't have to concentrate on, but like I'm giving my excuse to like, okay, I got to get this laundry done. I love that. I love that. You're speaking our love language. Well, can you tell us a little bit about yourself? Really, the story that led to who you are and what you do today.
Yeah, so I'll try and keep it a little bit brief, but so growing up, I grew up as a dancer. So I danced from like when I was 3 years old until I was 21 years old. That really shaped a lot of my life growing up. The industry is like being as skinny as possible. Like me and all my friends were obsessed with like making sure we were all skinny and like how flat did our stomachs look today? And I also grew up in a household where my mom was always dieting. So those things impacted how I saw myself, like my body image, and how I felt about food too. I struggled a lot in my teenage years with food restriction, over exercising, and all of those things, and really had a lot of struggles there. But in 2012, I found CrossFit. This was after I was like pretty much done dancing and I needed to work out. I was bored. I would just go to the Globo gym like regular, but didn't really know what I was doing. So a CrossFit gym opened up near where I was living and I like had never heard of it before. So I looked it up and I saw all these strong girls. And I had always had a muscular body type, and I could build muscle more easily. And I was like, I think I could be good at this CrossFit thing. So I went, and pretty much from my first week, I was hooked. I loved strength training. I loved seeing women in there lifting weights, and it really helped me shift my focus from as being as small as possible to wanting to be as strong as possible. And that was a really life-changing mindset shift for me because suddenly it was like, okay, I really need to focus on like eating a little bit more food. And when I do, I feel better in the gym and I'm getting stronger and lifting heavier weights. And so all of that was really a game changer for me. And from then on, I knew that I wanted to be a coach. I knew that I wanted to help people experience the same like transformation that I did. And so, a year after I started CrossFit, I got my level one CrossFit certification and started coaching. I got my start coaching CrossFit group class, and I started to do a little bit of personal training on the side. And then just kind of went from there along the way. I also got my nutrition coaching certification, started coaching people with nutrition too. And did that from 2013 to 2018. So at this point, I was getting kind of burned out with all my in-person training because if you know anything about group class fitness, it doesn't pay very well. So I'm like coaching at multiple gyms. I was also teaching dance. I also had another job. So I was like, I need a break from all this in-person coaching. And I went to working remotely nutrition coaching. I got a job with a nutrition coaching company. I did that for 3 years. And then in 2020, still just coaching nutrition, I broke my ankle. That was the real catalyst to doing what I do now because I was in the gym. I fell off of the pull-up bar and just landed on my ankle wrong. I didn't even fall from that high. But I just landed wrong and then my ankle was done for. The previous year in 2019, I had a really bad ankle sprain and I think that's where the like initial weakness came from because when that ankle sprain happened, my ankle was never the same and I would roll it all the time. So when I rolled it in the gym, I was like, ah, that hurt, but like it's fine. Like it didn't hurt as bad as the first time I had initially rolled it. But anyway, so I just like finished my workout that day. I was doing upper body anyway. And then a couple hours after I got home, it looked like there was a softball on the side of my ankle. And I'm like FaceTiming my mom. I'm like, should I go to urgent care? She's like, oh my gosh, go right now. So I ended up, I broke my talus and I broke and I fully tore some ligaments on the side of my ankle. So I had to have ankle ligament reconstruction surgery. And this was the first major injury that I had. And it was really, really, really hard. So I ended up having surgery a couple weeks later, went through about a month of physical therapy. And as soon as I could walk again, they were like, okay, you're good to go. You're cleared. Just ease back into it. And as somebody who strength trains in the gym 4 or 5 times a week, I'm like, excuse me, what? Like, I don't know what that means. I don't know how to do this. And I didn't want to get re-injured because also with this type of injury, a common thing is that you like re-injure the other ankle in the same way. So I really wanted to make sure that my rehab was right so that I wouldn't have to go through that again. And I was really frustrated because at this point I had been a trainer for 7 years and I was like, how come I don't know what to do? And I was like, I know if I go to like a CrossFit gym or functional fitness gym, I know they'll know how to modify for me. But other than that, they're not going to know what to do with me. And a personal trainer in like a Globo gym is definitely isn't going to know what to do with me. And so then I started doing all this research on like, what are my next steps to really make sure I rehab correctly? And I ended up coming across this company called Active Life. They offered one-on-one coaching and their coaches were focused on filling this specific gap after physical therapy, or if you're just dealing with nagging injuries and like you want to get back to what you were doing before, lifting weights, running, whatever. And so I hire a coach for myself. And then I also found out that they have education for coaches teaching them how to do this exact thing. And at this time, I was still working online as a nutrition coach. I was wanting to get out of that job and reintegrate fitness back into what I was doing, but I didn't know what to do. I was like, I didn't want to go back to coaching group class. But when this happened, I was like, this is the thing. I was like, this is the thing. This is how I can, you know, gain skills that not a lot of people have and help people in a deeper way. And my gut just knew. I didn't have the money to do it, but I was like, you know, what else am I going to do? So I ended up signing up for the course and it's 15 months and it's really intensive curriculum taught by physical therapist where you're learning about how to pick up where somebody left off with physical therapy or like figure out why is somebody having this back pain or knee pain or whatever, and be able to get them back to what they want to be able to do. So I know that was like really long-winded, but that is how I got to helping people the way that I do now.
You know, life's always a journey. And I feel like there's certain things that maybe have, if you would have never broke your ankle, you probably wouldn't
have exactly.
Down this path. I think that's so cool. And like you said, you are most certainly filling a gap. Cause I can just say as a trainer, like I work with people all the time, like, oh, I just had this surgery, or I'm coming off of this, or I tore this and I've been doing rehab and PT and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, well, here's how you can modify. Cause I
exactly
am not trained to be like, well, let's do this instead. Or maybe you should try this. I'm not trained to do that. So we need someone like you, Ashley. We need someone like you. So can you tell us a little bit more about what you do as an active life professional? I think that's so cool.
Yeah. So basically, it starts with just like a conversation and hearing like what the person is dealing with. So like common things that I help clients with are back pain, knee pain, shoulder pain. Those common things that come up for active people. And we do like a deep dive into how long have you been dealing with the problem? Like, did any specific injury happen? Have you ever had surgeries? What have you tried before? And I really take the time to listen in a deep dive in their background, because that's going to tell me a lot about what might even be going on in the first place. And then we go into an intensive like assessment process. So I have a flexibility and mobility assessment that I do with all my clients. It's joint by joint. There's 13 tests that we kind of look through, and that's going to tell us, you know, base level, what's your flexibility and mobility like? Do we have any limitations there? Because that gives us like step one of information. And then we go into some strength testing where I am looking at the current strength of your body. So we're like breaking it down, lower body and upper body, and also right side versus left side. Because a common thing that I have seen is people with back pain or knee pain have some sort of strength imbalance side to side. So like their left leg is over 50% weaker than their right leg, or, you know, something like that. And so that can really tell us a lot as well. But between that assessment and testing process, then from there, I have a lot of data around why you might be dealing with what you are. And I like to describe it as like helping clients put puzzle pieces together about why they're feeling the way that they are. Because another thing about people who are dealing with pain like this is you get surface level answers that are really frustrating, like rest until it feels better, or, you know, just take some ibuprofen, or, you know what I mean? Like, that's not good enough. And it makes people feel like, man, like, is this all my head? Like, is it just gonna be like this forever? And they're like Googling stretches to do, or maybe they even do like needling or cupping or massage and like all these things, but it doesn't give them the lasting results that they want. So anyways, once I have all that data, I really see what we need to focus on in their programming from me. So like I build people's programs around their own bodies and what they need, mixed with their goals, what they want to be able to do, and all of that. So it's a very customized one-on-one approach to solve specific problems.
I think you mentioned something, Ashley, that's so important, that a lot of times when you are faced with an injury, you get such a surface level way to recover from that from a lot of different folks who maybe just don't know how to help you, where the surface level answers, like you said, rest, elevate it. Like, don't, my husband had back surgery a few years ago. He's a triathlete, a marathon runner. He's always has to really listen to his body and dial back because he gets injured real easy because we're not getting any younger either, which is a whole nother conversation. But when he first had back problems before he had back surgery, they told him, oh, you probably just shouldn't run then anymore, like ever.
Yeah, stop doing what you're doing. That's not an answer. And actually, if you stop moving, it makes it worse too. So
yes,
it's like,
yes.
And then you're weaker. And so it's just not, it doesn't work. And it's like, there's a lot of reasons, you know, our medical system is messed up. But yeah, like that is what happens to a lot of people.
Well, and then, like you said, then you start to feel like, oh, is this all in my head? And it can be very frustrating, right?
Yes.
And I want to dig deeper into that a little bit. Maybe someone has suffered an injury, like I've mentioned on the show before, and I was just talking with you about, I broke my tailbone a couple years ago, and that really affected me mentally, and kind of all the habits I was doing daily were totally flip-flopped. And I had to have my little pity party for a moment and pick myself back up and be like, okay, well, what am I capable of doing right now? Or sometimes folks are just dealing with nagging pain because they haven't found someone like you to help them. So how do you feel like this can impact someone mentally in their daily habits that they're doing, and how can we overcome that?
Yeah, that's a really good question, because this injuries can be a detriment if you let it. Because like you said, if you have some type of major injury and you're used to like walking and exercising and like all these things, they all kind of go together. And then when you're told like, oh, you can't do that anymore, it's like, oh my gosh, like, what am I supposed to do then? Like, how am I supposed to do this? I think like step one is letting yourself feel the feelings. Like you said, have your pity party, because that's important too. You know, like it makes sense that you're upset, so you don't need to shame yourself for that. But then thinking about like, what am I able to do? What can I do? And really sitting with yourself and like getting creative. So like when I had my ankle injury, I obviously couldn't do lower body for a while, but I did like upper body and core work. I did a lot of stuff seated, you know, even if it was 10 or 15 minutes of some movement and my PT exercises, it still kept a habit. It made me feel good, and it helped me maintain some muscle mass. So like whatever that looks like for you, once you are able to do some movement, are you able to do anything? Even if it's just like You know, a 10-minute walk or stretching or, you know, getting on a bike for a few minutes, like whatever that looks like for you is just those small steps of like normalcy. And then like outside of movement, making sure you're still getting in those daily habits that you can control, your water intake. Are you sleeping? Are you, what is your nutrition like? Make sure you get enough protein because all of those things impact how we recover from injuries as well. So there's that piece of it. And then the kind of part two of that I want to mention is like thinking about what is my plan to get this taken care of so that I don't have to deal with this again. Because the other thing about injuries is that if you have one, you're probably going to have another. And like, we're humans, like things are going to happen. So it's like, you know, what am I going to do about it to make sure it doesn't happen again too?
I love that so much because I think we can spiral in a totally different way where like as women, we tend to like emotionally eat. We're like, I'm stressed out. I have this all or nothing mentality. I can't do anything. So I'm going to do nothing. And I'm going to self-soothe with a package of cookies. And like you said, hey, if like a day you need to like take that time and just be like, oh, okay. But then like pick yourself back up. And like you said, come up with a plan. Think about what can I do? Like I was mentioning to you, I fell in love with hot yoga after I broke my tailbone. Cause literally I would just go lay in a hot sauna. And it was really cool to watch myself progress over time with just some isometric holds over time. Like I couldn't do, and then I could do it and then hold it longer and then have more range of motion. So it was very motivating to see that over time, but I had to step back and be like, okay, well, what can I do? What can I do to support myself in other areas of my life too? I think that's so important to realize as well. Now, we truly believe here at Habit Hack Your Health in a training for life philosophy. And sometimes we have to adapt our fitness habits, movement, due to like the season of life that we're in, like how old your kids are, where you're at in your career, like what your own health needs. So how would you suggest someone listening can pivot their movement and fitness habits and meet themselves where they're at instead of just giving up or having that all or nothing mentality?
So I think that number one, checking the basics, you know, water intake, you know, and start with one thing at a time too. Like if you are in a mode where you like don't want to do shit, I don't want to do anything, like start with one thing at a time. Like, okay, I'm only drinking 20 ounces of water. Let me try drinking 30 ounces of water today, you know, and just starting with that. Make yourself do that for 7 days and then increase it a little bit more or add something else. So like water intake, nutrition, making sure you're still eating regular meals. Just because you're injured doesn't mean you need to eat less. So making sure you're still getting in regular meals, protein, whole foods, those things. And then making sure you're getting enough sleep. How is your sleep quality? Are you actually waking up in the middle of the night? Do you have some sort of bedtime routine where you could sleep a little bit better? And then if you're able to do any simple movement, if you, and thinking like really small here, because I think a lot of people don't realize this. If you go from like, you know, working out for 1 hour, four times a week to like, oh, whoa, I can barely do anything. And it's like, okay, can I like walk for 10 minutes a day or get on a bike for 10 minutes a day or something like that? And again, checking those basics is going to help you feel better. And so once you have, you know, your basics in check, asking yourself, what do I need to be successful and move towards my goals? So just kind of like asking yourself that, like, what do I need? Do I need accountability? Do I need to wake up a little bit earlier? Do I need to like prep more food? But just kind of doing that reflection can be helpful. And then another reflection question I love is, what would have to be true in order for me to follow through on what I say I want? So it's kind of like a backwards way of asking a question, like what is true if I'm doing XYZ? And that it can help you like problem solve ahead of time. Like, oh, like if I had to wake up 30 minutes earlier, you know, to get in that time for me, I would need to go to bed like 30 minutes earlier, right? And then you're like, oh, that's what I should work on in order to be able to do this thing that I want to do.
You're so right, Ashley. Like just getting back to the basics, no matter what season of life that you're in, and thinking about, okay, what do I need to survive in general, right? And to be able to like fuel myself and like thrive, but also like the basics when it comes to our mindset, where it's like, okay, well, I want to get up a half an hour earlier to do ABC for my health. Like, girl, get to bed half an hour earlier then. Like that way, like you're not dragging every morning and being like, well, I can't do this. It's too hard. I'm too tired.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
It's simple. I think we overcomplicate it so much, and it's so simple. So, well, I love the name of your show, Embrace Strength. I think that's so important for women, not just physically, but also mentally, and leaning into like, hey, strength training is where it is at for us ladies, but also leaning into how strong you are from the inside out. But I don't think we realize that as women a lot of times.
Yeah.
So how can we overcome this and really just embrace our own strength, not just physically, but mentally?
Yeah. So I think that this stems from society and diet culture and the messaging we are constantly receiving as women. Like, it's not our fault that we feel this way. I feel like society has conditioned women to feel this way, you know, and also things messaging around like, don't be too loud, don't offend anyone, you know, you have to be perfect, act a certain way, like be good, things like that. And so that is why we feel that way. And a way to start to overcome this is asking yourself, who would I be if I didn't care what other people thought of me? Like, how would I show up in the world? How would I act? And I find that that tells you a lot about if you're playing small with how you're showing up and you're not showing up authentically to yourself. Because a lot of times the way that we act and our behavior stems a lot from people pleasing and how we want people to see us. And that doesn't make you happy. That makes us more frustrated. And so just kind of pulling back and saying like, who would I be if I wasn't worried about that?
Who would I be if I wasn't worried about that? I love that so much. That's a big question. Sometimes we need to sit with that, maybe even journal about it.
Exactly. That's a great journal prompt, because that's something you're going to have to really dig like, oh, I don't really know, but definitely something to think on, because that can be really eye-opening.
That's a great mindset habit hack. Now, really help you embrace your strength and what your personal strengths are. And that allows you to really, and well, I love the analogy of like lifting heavy or doing things workout-wise that you never thought you could do. It builds up so much mental, emotional, even spiritual strength sometimes to be like, okay, I can do hard things. Like I lifted like 5 pounds heavier than I ever thought I could. Like
it makes you more confident too. It makes you more confident, which changes how you show up in your everyday life too.
For sure. For sure. Well, Ashley, I could talk to you forever. I think this is such an important conversation. And I hope the ladies listening today, if they're dealing with some type of injury or a nagging pain, that they feel seen today, and that there are folks like you out there, active life professionals, that can help them. So where can everyone connect with you and find out more?
Yeah. So you can find me on Instagram, AshleyCrocker127. My website is embracestrength.co, and my podcast is called Embrace Strength on Apple and Spotify.
Super. Well, we'll make sure to link all of that in the show notes. But Ashley, thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Thank you for having me.
Ashley, thank you so much for all of these amazing nuggets of wisdom. I think this is such a niche down area of fitness. A lot of folks don't realize that we need more experts in, and Ashley is the go-to. So make sure to go to our show notes and start listening to her podcast, connecting with her, and all of the things, okay? So let's talk about my three biggest takeaways from this episode with Ashley Crocker. Number one, if you stop moving, it makes it worse. Okay. I really want to ingrain that in your brain, because I think a lot of times when, you know, you do need to take rest and rehab, whatever that looks like if you do have an injury, but sometimes we might make that a habit and then we don't move at all, right? You become stiff, you lose muscle mass, muscle tone. And ladies, once we reach our 40s, it's so unfair, but our muscle mass starts deteriorating, right? So give yourself a fighting chance here and move in any way that you are able to. Feel your feelings, you know, like I had to really feel my feelings when I broke my tailbone and I was able to just do what I could with what I was working with and slowly be able to watch that progress. But I didn't stop moving and I don't want you to stop moving either. Motion begets motion, begets motion. So we need to keep things in motion for you. That could be as simple as walking, could be doing simple stretches, whatever you are able to do, move your body so you don't have to start all the way over, which is more mentally tough. Next, focus on your daily habits you can control. Like Ashley mentioned, your nutrition, sleep, water. This all impacts how well you recover as well, right? So instead of getting caught up in our feelings and the frustration mentally and physically that comes with an injury or nagging pain, what can you focus on to help you recover well? Are you sleeping well? Are you getting quality sleep? Get to bed earlier if you're not. Are you drinking enough water, flushing out the inflammation, right? Chug the water. Nutrition, are you really thinking about sustaining yourself with protein as well? It doesn't have to be complicated, just simple daily habits. You take care of yourself so you heal more efficiently and hopefully you don't get injured again. More than likely, I will get injured again someday and unfortunately so will you, or you'll have a nagging pain. I think I have like a bulging disc. I think I have an impinged nerve like in my shoulder. I have a little mobility issue there and I need to go have that taken care of. Like as we age, you know, it can happen. But if you focus on these tiny little habits in your day and habit hacking it, create some habit loops around it if you need to help yourself take action. That way you're able to aid yourself in your recovery and beyond. Now, Ashley gave us a couple of really amazing journal prompts as well. And I think this is a good one, regardless if you are going through an injury or a nagging pain right now. And that is, who would I be if I wasn't worried about that? Okay. Are you worried about how many calories something is? Are you worried about what someone thinks of you? Are you worried about if you're going to be able to hit a workout 6 days this week? That's probably too much unless you have a workout split like I recommend inside of my program so you don't burn out and you don't get injured, right? What would I be if I wasn't worried about that? Okay, I want to remind you, like we wrapped up this interview with Ashley, you can do hard things physically, mentally, emotionally. And when you do, you will feel more confident and you'll become stronger in your daily habits, right? So remember, you can do hard things physically, mentally, emotionally. And when you do, you will feel more confident. So don't let an injury or nagging pain define you. Focus on what you control, those tiny daily habits you can implement within your day. So thanks again to Ashley for chatting with us today. This episode was so informative and timely since most of us are midlife modern moms and might find ourselves getting injured at some point. Just know, friend, it's not the end of the world if you do. There's ways that you can adapt and pivot because just like within our daily habits, sometimes life does get in the way. And I want you to embrace your own strength via your daily habits you do every day. You got this, girl. I'll see you later this week. Hey, girl, real quick before you go, if you are ready to take action in creating your own habit loops, then I want to invite you to take the 3-day Habit Loop Bootcamp email challenge. You'll learn how to create your own cue, routine, and reward from that Atomic Habits for Women philosophy that we've shared here on the show. And oh, it's also available audio only too, so you can take it on the go while your mom Ubering around town. Just go to bit.ly/habitloopbootcamp. It's linked in the show notes as well to start taking action now. And if you love the show, the biggest way you can support me and other mamas like you is to leave a quick written review so we can help more mamas stop dieting and start training for life via habit hacking. Love and appreciate you.